I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Peter Hughes is a freshman at Chatham High School. His favorite sport is football, but he also plays lacrosse year-round. He could be happy being with friends in Chatham or camping in the middle of nowhere.
It was the first game of the season. We were on the 7-yard line, down by 5 with 20 seconds left. We broke the huddle and got on the line. We had two receivers on the right and a receiver and a slot on the left, which was me. Our quarterback shouted the hard count and the ball was snapped. The receivers ran their rounds perfectly, planted their feet hard, making their break for their section of the field. Our quarterback took his drop, found his receiver on the right, and fired the ball right into the outstretched hands of the defender, who sprinted for the other end zone. Never quitting has become a very common theme in my life and the lives of those around me. This is because things in life have gotten a lot more difficult now that we're in high school. For example, I know about 80 other kids who somehow have to write that 8-page minimum 200-point thesis paper, or those who think they finally understand geometry and then Doug throws something crazy at you. Even though these challenge everybody, everybody has been taught in some way to never quit. For me, the idea of never quitting was taught to me on the gridiron, a football field for the majority of you who didn't catch the reference. I've been playing football for 5 years now, and let's face it, we weren't that good at first. Our first two seasons, we had a combined 4 wins, with one of them being a forfeit. We had many kids join 1 year, then quit the next, some of who only practiced a few times, then never showed up again. Over these 2 years, I was riding the bench and didn't get much playing time. I did have thoughts of just giving up and quitting because I never got to play. Those thoughts always passed because if I stuck with it, my coaches would play me more. So, I always tried my hardest during practices, even if we were running the drill for the 8th time in a row. My 3rd year of playing was my turning point. My hard work was paying off, and I don't mean to brag, but I got pretty good. I started off the first time at defensive end, which felt awesome. Even though I was starting, I still always tried to improve to keep my spot. It didn't matter if we were up by 21 or down by 1. I never quit and always gave it my all. Regardless to say, I proved that I should be starting by leading the team in tackles in the regular season. This then caused my teammates to think of me as one of the better players. A few of the other players also began to stand out, such as our running backs and one of our linebackers. Those players were more vocal leaders by getting everybody fired up. I chose to be less of a vocal leader and lead by example and show my teammates that I wouldn't give up. This idea then continued in the next season, where even if we were down, I wouldn't quit, and neither would my teammates. As I watched that defender sprint for the end zone, I had worked so hard to earn the role of the one who didn't give up, and I wasn't going to lose it now. I sprinted after the defender, took account of his angle, and then adjusted my speed to get him. His eyes were so focused on the end zone that he didn't see me coming. I dropped my shoulder and knocked him out of bounds about 40 yards short of the end zone. We lost the game anyway. But as I turned to the sideline, my coaches, who we only had been with for about a month, looked shocked. From that game on, my coach had me play almost every single snap the rest of the season. And that is why I believe in never quitting.